Soon, a package that you bring to the post office to be delivered the next day may get there courtesy of Federal Express. The two companies have agreed to a 7-year alliance that will generate more than $7 billion in business for FedEx, while saving the Postal Service $1 billion. Part of the agreement allows Federal Express to put drop boxes in post offices. The company says it expects to install more than 10,000 of them over the next year and a half. Dave Hirschman covers Federal Express and UPS for the Atlanta Journal. He says the multi-billion-dollar deal brings together two very different institutions.
The interesting part to me is that this is the odd couple. This is the Oscar Madison and Felix Unger getting together. As recently as 1999, Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx, testified in Congress that the Postal Service ought to be abolished and it ought to be wound down in an organized manner as private carriers took over its central core business.
And now he's a $7 billion vendor.
And
to
now
the
he's made
service.
The biggest. Now he's a $7 billion beneficiary, and he's made the biggest deal ever. And it's just this really odd pairing because you've got this libertarian-leaning entrepreneurial legend in Fred Smith, culminating with this gigantic agreement with the Postal Service, which is anathema.
Now, is this the biggest deal that FedEx has ever signed with anyone, or how much of a piece of their business will it represent?
Oh, I'm sure it's got to be the biggest ever. It's going to be something like 30 DC-10 aircraft a day flying nothing but Postal Service priority and express mail. And if you just imagine, you know, 30 wide-body aircraft crisscrossing the country each day carrying this stuff, I mean, it's a significant amount.
Now, the FedEx Executive Vice President, Mike Glenn, called this a win-win agreement for FedEx and Postal Service. But does that mean that it is a lose agreement for Emory Worldwide Airlines, which had an agreement with the Postal Service?
The Emory agreement with the Postal Service never seemed to work out. It seemed like Emory was trying to do too much and to be all things. And this deal is structured quite a bit differently. And FedEx is the premier carrier. I mean, it's the premier. It's got more cargo planes than any other carrier in the world. And they're flying these routes anyway. And I can see how it's a tremendous boon to FedEx. Because the tough thing for FedEx is that in the old days, their planes only used to fly at night. You know, they got very little utilization out of them because they were parked all day. And they flew once at night where they would fly to Memphis, they'd sort their cargo, and then they'd fly to their destinations. And maybe they'd make a stop or two along the way, but they flew very few hours per day. So now the planes get to fly daytime and nighttime, and that's a tremendous efficiency for FedEx.
If the Postal Service is now going to take this much advantage of FedEx's airmail delivery, does that mean that there are a lot of people currently working either for the Postal Service or for someone else who are now who've lost out and who may be losing their jobs because of this?
Well, there may be some people at Emory's facility that will, but what the Postal Service is really good at is the last mile. Nobody is better than the Postal Service at taking things from these bulk mail centers to your doorstep. And that's what they do extremely well, and that's what they build on in this relationship. And no one is better than flying things from point to point than FedEx is. So it's Mr. Glenn says, it is definitely a win-win for both of those two.
You've mentioned the odd couple here, Postal Service coming out of being the old U.S. Post Office and FedEx being one of the great new entrepreneurial companies. What does that say about labor relations, which haven't been that great in the private sector, but which are still pretty important to all the postal employees?
That's a tricky issue, and it's an issue that's very much alive at FedEx. You know, there's a raging debate over whether those independent contractors are employees or independent contractors, and there's been conflicting rulings on that. And you know that's a battle that's been fought before and will be fought again. It's definitely, you know, the dust never seems to settle on that particular issue.
Mr. Hirschman, thank you very much for talking with us.
I've enjoyed it very much.
Dave Hirschman covers Federal Express and UPS for the Atlanta Journal.